Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening. This is Reverend Aaron Williams, DTW Ministries, right here on Facebook Live. We are here on Blog Talk Radio by way of Purpose Kingdom, or should I say we're here on Purpose Kingdom by way of Blog Talk Radio. This is the 1,485th episode of Purpose Kingdom. You know, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, maybe they don't have Facebook, and you can tell them to call 319-527-6091, and it'll bring you into a live telecommunication conference on the phone. Or those that have Facebook, just tune into DTW Ministries while we're going forward. But before we go, I know that you see that the topic tonight is Matters of the Heart, or really it is Your Heart Matters is the name of the topic. I think this song, I want to play this song. It's a song I wrote a few years ago, and I think it's timely with what we're going to be talking about tonight. So right after the song, we'll come back in with prayer and then get into the word.
With our hearts full of things that offend Him, yet still we make our request, and our hope is that God would answer our prayers. But He says, my child, you should know I can see through all of your mask, and if you just come clean in your heart, the blessing's yours before you ask. But you must rend your heart, rend your heart and not your garment. Stand before your soul, it would prosper and be in good health. So why would you doubt Him when He's kept you, and quite often in spite of yourself? But you must seek His face, and His blessing will be graciously added to you. But don't come tearing your clothes, trying to please Him. My child, this is what you need to do, and that's rend your heart.
Garment. I I got that song back in 2000, I believe it was 2012, when I first heard that song laying down in my bed. I had been reading Joel, the second chapter, and it says in verse 13, it says, "And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil." You know, when you're walking with the Lord, and we're gonna pray, but I just want to say this: when you're walking with the Lord, it's always a matter of your heart. God, we do thank you, and we bless you. Thank you, God, that you look on the inward. Man looks on the outside, appearance, God, but you, God, look on our hearts. God, and we pray that you would perfect our hearts toward you in the name of Jesus, that you would cleanse our heart afresh. Thank you for the new heart that you've given. Thank you that you've given us a heart of flesh. You've taken out the stony heart, God, and you've put in our flesh, a heart of flesh. God, I pray for every hearer in the name of Jesus, God, that you would anoint their ear to hear, anoint my ear to hear, even as you use me, God, tonight. Get glory to yourself in the name of Jesus. Hide Aaron behind the cross and let Christ be seen in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 As I thought about this topic, I said, God, I don't have a topic for today. I was listening to, and I had been hearing almost all day about change, about being able to adapt to change and accept the change, and how hard it is for people to adapt to change. And as I thought about that, I thought about the crises that we're in globally, you know, and even more so nationally for the United States of America, and how we've been in a racial divide, how we've been in a critical divide of not just race, not just critical race theory, not just sexism, but also life itself, where people do not regard people's lives, do not regard people's persons. Why? Because I am the most important. You are the most important. We're only tending to the needs of ourselves, my God. It reminds me, you know, of the Old Testament scripture when they said that every man did that which was right in his own eyes. So what you have, and what you regard and what you deem important is not important to me if it disrespects me, if it steps on my toes, if it hurts my feelings. Now no longer are your opinions and your will and your desires important. The problem with that is we've moved from having the ability for single thought, for a single idea, into a mob mentality, and everyone is jumping into these silos of reason, these silos of thought, where I have my group and we all believe this. You have your group and you believe that, but this other group has a different group and we disagree from the both of you, and we have our own regard, our own intellect, and our own idea about what's right. And when we think about all of this, the Bible says it's because of our heart. In the book, of Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 17, it says that the heart is deceitful above all things. I had to stop there because I thought about all the craziness that I had done. I thought about all the things that I had done. I thought about all of the trouble that I had got myself into with those things that I've, and the Bible tells me it's because of my heart. It was not because of my flesh. It's not because of the weakness of my flesh, but because these things are inside of me. And in Mark 7, it says, For from within, out of the heart of men proceed these evil thoughts, the adulteries, the fornications, the murders, the thefts, the covetousness, the wickedness, the deceit, the lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, and all of these evil things come from within. I spoke about this the last time we were on the air, of man's desperate wickedness, of how descending we truly are, how deprived we truly are in our sinful nature. For we blame things on our weakness, but it's not the weakness of our flesh, it's the filthiness of our heart, my God. It's the depravity we have in sin. It's the true nature of our fallen state apart from God that we have adopted from our father Adam. But now, see, because I'm already there, because we have an answer for that. And his name is Jesus. My God, we have an answer for that wicked heart. The Bible says, come now, in the book of Isaiah, in the first chapter, come now, let us reason together. Come, though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them as wool. Though they be red as crimson, I'll make them white as snow. Come now, reason. And when I read the Old Testament had so many examples of wickedness, of Israel in and out. Has your life ever been in and out? Has your life ever been for God and not for God? Have you ever felt like you were so much in love with God that you really loved God in your heart, but your actions said you didn't even know him? My God, because the heart is desperately wicked. It's deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. We can't even know the intent of our, how do I know what my heart is like? I know what my heart is truly like because out of the issues, out of the heart are the issues of life. I know what I'm really like on the inside because it comes out on the outside. If I'm a liar, it's coming out on the outside. If I'm a fornicator, it's coming out on the inside. Whatever I am, it's coming out because it's in my heart. My God. I had gotten to the point where I hated my life because I wanted to do. I had the want to. I felt like I want to, like any minute breakthrough was coming, any minute truth was coming, any minute victory was coming, any minute power was coming. But when I got up, my life was so far from the truth. I found myself in the book of Joel singing my own song back to me. Aaron, rend your heart. Rend your heart. Stop going through the spiritual and the religious rituals of church, of shouting, of singing, of putting on, of doing these things that do nothing for the inside of a man. We're going through all of these things that do nothing for you on the inside. Yeah, they look good on the outside. Yeah, you might get a couple pats on the back, but on the inside, no one wants to deal with the depravity of their heart. Where it tells you in Job, look, we need to weep, we need to howl, we need to fast, we need to cry out until God gives us a new heart. Gives us a new heart. He said, listen, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, look, check it out. All things become new. He has given us a brand new heart. He's given us a brand new heart. Everything becomes new, but we have to recognize that it's us that's the problem. It's us that's the problem. That's why I pray the way I do. That's why I fast the way I do. That's why I keep to myself the way I do, because I know any minute Aaron might try to show up. Any minute. The things that I said I was have victory over might try to overtake me, so I keep myself in a place where I can stay close to God. We often hear the illustration of the sheep or the lamb who continued to stray away from the shepherd. He continued to stray away. The shepherd would call, and he would be the furthest from. Not just did he make himself vulnerable to the wolf and every other predator out there, but he made himself vulnerable to not have the care of the shepherd. See, this is what the enemy wants to do to you. He wants to take you out of the care of the shepherd. He knows that no weapon formed against you will prosper. But if he can get you away from the care of the shepherd, my God, if he can get you away from the care of the shepherd, where you don't even any longer hear his voice, you know he can have you solely to himself to try to destroy you. And I'm saying try because he can't destroy everybody. The Bible says he goes as a roaring lion seeking whom he may, because he can't eat everybody. Some people have been washed. Some people have been endowed. Some people have been empowered and equipped by God. Some of us aren't going and aren't doing the things that we know we should do, but we still see and feel the hand of God in our lives. And I thank God for his mercy, my God. If it had not been for the mercy of God, if it had not been for the goodness of God, if it had not been for the grace of God, where would any of us stand? But because of his mercy, he gave us enablement through his grace. My God, we have been empowered and equipped because he's given us the ability by his spirit that lives on the inside. I wish I knew this 20 years ago, and I did. That's what makes it even worse to an extent. But at the same time, to be here and see how much God has forgiven us for, God has equipped us with, how much gifts God has given. And listen, he's looking for a return on the gift he gave. He's looking for a return on the talent that he gave. He's looking for a return on his investment in you. My God. Ezekiel said, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put in you, and I will take away your stony heart and will give you a heart of flesh in your flesh. Not only have we been made a new creature, not only have we been made a new creation, but we have a new heart. My God, as we talked about that shepherd, when the shepherd finally finds that sheep that continued to stray, he breaks his leg. You would say, wow, that's a cruel shepherd. But the shepherd knows that if he allowed this sheep to wander free again, he'll stray further and further until he's out of the care, out of the view, out of the sight, out of the eardrop and the voice of the shepherd where he can't hear him. So he breaks the leg of this sheep. He breaks it in compassion. He breaks it in mercy. He breaks it in grace. He breaks it to keep him close, because now this sheep can't get away. Now this sheep can't wander far. Now this sheep has to stay close to the shepherd. Why? To hear not just his voice, but to hear his heart. To hear his heart. Some of us God had to take through craziness. Some of us God had to take through tragedy. He was breaking our legs. Some of us God had to take through mourning. He was breaking our legs. Some of us God had to take through loss and allow things to happen in our life. He was breaking our leg. Not that we would run no more. Not that we may wander no more. But because he wanted us to learn what he sounds like. He wanted us to learn what he smells like. He wanted us to learn how his heart beats, how he feels, how he moves, how he cares for the other sheep. While you're in more, while you're in pain, you begin to recognize the love of God in other people. When you're in pain, when God breaks you, you begin to recognize the love of God shown to people. You begin to see how many times God was merciful for you. You begin to see how many times God's grace covered you. Because it's always a matter of your heart. We all talking, yeah, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, everybody's lives matter, but to God, it's the heart that matters. Whether you're black or white, red or brown, yellow, it doesn't matter what color you are, your heart is what matters to God. Come now. Now that we recognize our depravity, now that we recognize we need a Savior, now that we recognize without God, we are nothing. Ah, yes, sir. Wow, that shit. Now that we recognize, I'm getting too happy here. I got to calm down. Now that we recognize that it's all about God, we begin to pour out our heart. When we begin to recognize jealousy came up. See, this is why God allows often offense to come. The offense comes to show the matter of your heart. The offense comes to show the adultery in your heart. The offense comes to show the murder that's in your heart. What do you mean in your heart? Because the Bible says that even if you looked at a woman to lust after her, you've already committed the act in your heart. So God is letting us see our hearts through offense. I see the jealousy. I see the separation. I see the pride. I see the anger. I see the envy. I blame it on him. I blame it on her. But no, it's my heart. My God, I'm preaching to me. Boy, I tell you, I feel this thing down in my sha-na-na. Oh, my God, it's our heart that we have to rend before God. It's our heart that we have to tear before God. It's our heart that we have to present before God. It's our heart, not our actions, not our rituals, not our suits, not our hairdos, not our colognes, not our perfumes. It's our heart that God is looking for. God is looking after your heart that he may perfect it, my God. God wants to perfect our heart because Matthew tells us that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. How can you love God with all your heart if part of it is full of envy? If part of it is full of pride? If part of it is full of lust? As we get these things out of us and navigate through with the Holy Spirit in prayer, God, cleanse my heart of these things. God, move in me the way you have to because I want to be clean. I want to be pure. I want to be holy, God. I understand in this flesh dwelleth no good thing, so I understand temptation will come. But God, don't allow these things to keep root or take root in my heart. I believe we sometimes think that we know how. We make the assumption that we're adults. We take the assumption that we're grown when Bible says, unless we come as children. So what does that, what that means to me is I'm taking everything. I'm taking my likes. I'm taking my dislikes. I'm taking my encouragements. I'm taking my discouragements. I'm taking my jealousies. I'm taking my envy. I'm taking everything that comes up. I'm not going to put the brother on the altar. I'm not going to put the sister on the altar. I'm going to say, God, it's me. I recognize this in my heart. I recognize this in me. I recognize this to be an issue that I need you to help me navigate. I need you to cleanse me because, God, I can't cleanse myself. Purge. This is why David, I believe, was truly a man after God's heart. Not because he was so good, but he knew how to turn over to God when he seen he wasn't right. He did what he wanted. He did the things he believed. But when he seen he wasn't right, he first always went to God. One thing I learned from our late pastor, and I continue to say, and it says, a man that talks often to men about God must first often talk to God about men. What are you doing? What is your purpose? What is your focus? How much do you talk to God about it? Is it your children? Is it your spouse? Is it your neighbor? Is it your job? How much do you cry out to God about it? God, if you don't fix it. God, if you don't do it. God, if you don't show me. God, if you don't put your hand and intervene. I don't know what to do. I don't know which direction to go. Listen, that might be you. That you might be one that, hey, you're looking for God, but you don't know how to empty God, to empty your heart. You've been trying to do it for as long as you could. You've been trying to set it up yourself. You've been trying to put it together, and it seemed that you always fall short. I want to tell you something. Your heart matters. It's a matter of your heart. And if you would give God your heart, you said, I did. I repented. But I want to challenge you here that when you have that desire, when it comes up in your mind, read your Bible. But you look at the time and it's time for that show to come on. Leave your TV off. Read your Bible. It might seem mundane, but we grow from strength to strength. We don't grow overnight. But the Bible says that the day of the just shines more and more unto that perfect day. Listen, there's coming a time where we're going to be perfect. We might not reach it here while we're on this plane of earth. While we're in the flesh, we might not reach it. But we're going to continue to strive for it. Just because someone said you'll never reach it in the flesh doesn't mean I'm not going to keep trying. I'm going to keep trying until I see them. I want to get to the point because I know I've come from a generation, and I'm switched over. I know I've come from a generation that have seen the dead raised, that have seen blinded eyes open, that have seen demons come out of people. And God allowed us to see that and then move those people out of the way. Why? That we may come in, that we may fill in, not to be weaker, not to do less, but to do more. I know everybody's prayed this prayer, God, give me a double portion. But the double portion wasn't just that you may come out of the doldrums of sin. The double portion that Elisha had was because he did twice as much as Elijah did. I want to challenge you. Who are you looking at in your life? Who are you following? Who are you watching? Who is doing and walking in the will of God that you see? I want to say, even if you have someone that you can say is an example to you, this is what Brother Donnie told me. You are the man. You are the woman you've been looking for. That person that you've been looking for to be that example. That person you've been looking for to walk in victory. That person you've been looking for to walk in power. That person you've been looking for to walk in deliverance. You are that person. You can do all things through Christ that's in you. Christ in you is the daydream of heaven. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the expectation of God, that the children of God may be fully manifest, that Christ may be fully formed in each of us, that we may walk as he walked in the earth, that we may talk as he talked, that we may be Christ. I said this the last time we were on the air, because this is the enemy's true fear, not that we pray, not that we go to church, not that we worship, not that we get on our knees. His fear, his concern is that each of you will become Jesus wherever you are. Each of you will allow Christ to fully form in you. Each of you will wring your heart and not your garment. Each of you will turn your life fully over to God. That's his concern. That's his fear. That's why he keeps bringing things in your face. That's why he keeps bringing things in your path. That's why he keeps trying to manipulate your life, that you'll take your focus and your eyes off of where you're headed. But I want to make another challenge. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes in the Word of God, because in the Word of God, the songwriter said, I have a hiding place in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of an epidemic, in the midst of racial crisis and racial divide, in the midst of unjust justice, in the midst of all of these things happening in our society, we have a hiding place in the Word of God. I'm so excited about this because I feel the forming of Christ in me. I feel myself getting stronger in him. And it's not about how I feel, but I feel different. I feel new. I don't feel the same. There was a time in my life, and you may attest to this, there was a time in my life where I lived how I felt. When I felt weak, I lived weak. When I felt strong, I lived strong. When I felt defeated, I lived defeated. When I felt under the weather, I lived under the weather. But God is moving in me. Listen, I know he's moving in you. How do you know, brother? Because he's not a respecter of persons. He's not a respecter, God. He doesn't just respect one here and skip. No, he's not a respecter of persons. Everyone that comes to him, in a pure heart. Everyone that comes to him honestly. Everyone that comes to him. Say, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Maybe you don't know the Lord, and I'm already done. I know this is the hour show, and we're going to keep going for a little bit, but I'm done. Because the point is, your heart matters. My challenge for every born-again believer on this line, every person that's listening, every person that will see and view this video in times in the future, whenever, that your heart matters to God. And that if you would rend your heart, stop your religious ritual. The Bible says, it tells it in Ezekiel, in Isaiah, in Joel, God said, listen, I'm tired of your obligation, of your oblations. I'm tired of your new moons. I'm tired of your Sabbaths. I'm tired of your sacrifice. Look, stop bringing all this stuff to me if you're not going to tear your heart. If you're not going to come clean. If you're not going to wholly give yourself to me, stop doing all this other stuff. I'm sick of it. When I read that, I said, oh, my God, I'm sick of your religious ritual. I'm sick of your new moon. I'm sick of your Sabbath. I'm up to here is what he was. I'm up to here with all that. I want you to come to me with your heart. And that's my challenge, that as conflict happens, and you recognize what comes up in your heart, that you immediately go to God about it. That you begin, if you're in a place where you can't really get to pray like you want, write it down. If you got to write it in your hand, write it in your, I need to pray for jealousy. I need to pray for envy. I need to pray for me. God help me. Listen, God, the Bible says he will abundantly pardon. Listen, he not only saved us, he not only delivered us, he could have just saved us, you know, delivered us, but then left us like we were. But he didn't. He took the stony heart out of our flesh and gave us a heart of flesh in our flesh. He made us new creation. He gave us a new heart because your heart matters. God, I do thank you and I bless you for each and every hearer. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that even as your word went forth, God, that it accomplished what you said it ought to do. I pray in Jesus' name that right now you would strengthen every believer in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet. God, you said you'll perfect those things that concern them. So, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray for their heart. Yes, God, in Jesus' name, that you would give them, yes, God, a heart of flesh, that you would move in their heart even more toward you, that they would wholly come after you with their whole heart, with all their might, with all their strength. In Jesus' name, amen. If you don't know Christ as Savior, maybe you don't. Maybe you've been in church all the time. Maybe you say, well, I've been baptized, I've done that, but I never really thought about or knew that I had to do all that. I never knew I had to say all that. I never knew that that was necessary. I just know I went down in his name. I just know that I was baptized. I just know I went to the altar and said a prayer. I know the pastor laid hands on me, but you haven't given God your heart. If this word found you, whatever status you're in, you're born again, but you felt convicted, you don't know Christ as Savior, and there is a Savior for you. There is a matter of salvation for you. There is someone that God has placed in our stead to be the substitute, to be the propitiation, that through him, yes, God, we can have a brand new heart, and his name is Jesus. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe where? In our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you desire to know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, or if you just want to recommit, or you just feel the need to say this prayer with me, I'm going to say to ask that you say this prayer with me, that you say it and that you mean it. And then we're going to come back and pray with you after that, and then we'll have some announcements, and we might even listen to another song, but then we're going to go on from there. Okay, repeat after me. Say, God, be merciful. A sinner, forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save me, God, from all my sin in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and be Lord and Master of my life. God, I give you my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray for you. God, I do thank you for each and every one that said that prayer. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. God, as they've given you their heart, God, that you would do what your word said. God, we thank you that you're faithful and you stand over your word to perform it, that you would take out of their flesh, God, that stony heart, and that you would replace it with a new heart of flesh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you would stand up in them, that you would strengthen them, that you would keep them, God, that you would give them a greater desire, yes, God, to seek you, to hear your voice. Give them ears to hear your voice, God, after they come after your heart. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray this, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Saints of God, listen, I'm encouraged. I hope that you are. You know, it's a little early. Okay, they're telling me there's no announcements, so we have no announcements tonight. But we thank God for you. I wanted to get a longer, you know, I want to take up the whole hour. I don't like wasting my hour. But, you know, we thank God, and I got to stop when he stopped. You know, when he stopped, I got to stop. So there's nothing else that I can say to you. I do want to encourage you to inbox me on Facebook. You can inbox me, or you can send any correspondence to Elder Aaron Williams at gmail.com. And that's also to be able to acquire the CD, Ring Your Heart, you know, CD. I ask that the CD, if I see you, is actually only $10, but if I'm shipping it to you, it's $14.99 to cover the cost for shipping and handling. So if you want that you can definitely get that. I just need a ship to address and either pay through, what is it called, Cash App, or we'll figure something else out. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for this venue of Purpose Kingdom. You know, and I thank God for the opportunity to share the word with you and for you to even, you know, respond and to be here and praying for me. So I appreciate you. You know, other than that, the next time DTW Ministries is on the air is the 17th of August. I want to encourage you. Maybe you know someone that doesn't know how I know with social media going on and the things that are going on. A lot of things are happening on social media platforms such as Facebook Live, Zoom, whatever the case may be. At the Deliverance Evangelistic Church, we're having a social media seminar on the 14th, 21st, and 28th from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock on those three Saturdays to show people how they can download the Zoom app and get online to maybe do a few services. I know some people are having services on Zoom, but a lot of people aren't tech savvy or don't, you know, have the confidence or how to do it, don't know how to get the app. So if that's you or you know a person, I can't say if it's you because if it's you, you're already here. But if you know someone that needs to learn how to do that and to be showed by people who are competent to be able to walk them through the process, you know, again, the Deliverance Evangelistic Church at 2001 West Lehigh Avenue, on the 2nd, the 3rd, and 4th Saturday of this month, which is the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th, from 12 o'clock noon to 1 p.m., we'll be having seminar right there at the 21st Street entrance. You know, so if you can come there and make it there, we'll be sure to walk you through to get you up to speed because I want to say this technology ain't going nowhere. You know, we might be coming back together, you know, gathering back together and assembling, but this technology is not going anywhere, and it behooves us to learn and utilize the tools that we have. Just think if this would have happened before this kind of technology happened, we wouldn't even been able to come together at this capacity. But God is smart. God is smart. God is smart. So we thank God for that, you know. And again, the address for the Deliverance Evangelist Church is 2001 West Lehigh Avenue, and that's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, my email address for all contact is Elder Aaron Williams, and that's at gmail.com. So we thank God. Pastor Tory, I see you have no announcements. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to close out in prayer, and then we'll talk to you again and see you on the 17th. God, we do thank you and I bless you. Thank you, God, that it's a matter of our heart, God. So we pray in the name of Jesus, God, whatever may be in our heart, God, you know. God, you said that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God, but you try the heart. You know our hearts, God. So we give them to you afresh. We pray that you would forgive us, that you would cleanse us, God, of anything that's in our heart that's not pleasing, God. And as you allow those things to come in our lives that begin to bring out the issues of our heart and the deceitfulness of our heart and the treachery of our heart, God, that we would give them to you. God, so we confess, God, that we're not perfect. God, we confess, God, that is only by your holiness, is only by your righteousness, God, God, that we stand in right standing. There's nothing that we've done, God, but you've done it all. Thank you for being our substitute. Thank you for being our Lamb. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you, hallelujah, for being our keeper. Thank you for being our Redeemer. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, for DTW Ministries, for Purpose Kingdom, that you would continue to anoint, God, anoint every minister, God, anoint every service, God, anoint every broadcast, God, in the name of Jesus, according to your purposes, God, that you may get glory to yourself. Bless now each hearer, each listener, and each viewer, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, and I thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, saints, God bless you. Like I said, we're just ending a little early today, but I pray that you have a great day for the rest of your day. I'm starting. I'm always in the morning. So that you have a great day. You know, that the Lord bless you and keep you. This is my prayer. Listen, if you're not preparing to meet God, Perry to meet you. You have a great evening. God bless you.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.